Well, I was heading to my room to listen to this great public television show, The McNeil Air Report. My father was heading to another direction, and that was to the living room to watch The McNeil Air Report. Discovering that, we watched together, and we shared this intense interest in newspapers and Time Magazine, the nightly McNeil Air Report. That was an important memory, an important moment in my life. And that's the image I have of my boys with their mom, with my wife, as a family.
So let's eat this while we throw it back to John over in the Pledge studio.
Sorry, John, we're eating here.
Well, thanks for thinking about us. Just so you know, I had a cracker a minute ago, so I'm just fine. We're enjoying Rick Bayless in the studios of Wisconsin Public Television. He's going to be here talking more, cooking more, telling you. We have some special guests in the studio tonight, including Bucky. Hi, Bucky. Portage and Janesville, Green Bay and Eau Claire and La Crosse and Stevens Point and Door County, and it's this wonderful, wonderful state.
Public broadcasting was invented in Wisconsin. As early as 1914, Professor Earl Terry is teaching students physics at UW-Madison with this thing that later becomes radio. We are so early in broadcasts that our first broadcasts are in Morse code. But they had this vision, thinking this could connect the state.
We were just struck by the power of these stories. You know, we sort of came up with this really daunting idea is how would you do something that every Vietnam veteran in the state would know about? What if we invite the veterans to Lambeau Field? A celebration, a chance to get together, a chance to fill Lambeau with vets and their families.
Right.
It wasn't just vets, it was vets and their families. I'd said this on air one day, and I went home, and Ben, my older son, was six or something like that. And he said, Dad, you talked about that thing of watching, you know, the news hour, and was that true? And I said, yeah, that's all true. And he said, you are a nerd. PBS nerd, and proud of it.